Hi, everybody. I'm here to encourage us all to stay strong in the Lord today. He is sovereign and He is almighty and He delivers. I'd just like to share a little bit about Jesus being the one true Son of the living God, who is the head of all things. He is our shepherd, our provider, our protector, our healer, and our deliverer, the one who guides and leads His sheep. In Psalms 23 verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." This means He feeds us, He guides us, and He shields us from all hurt, harm, danger, and evil, not just physically, but spiritually as well. "I shall not want" means that everything you need, you already have in Christ Jesus, or everything is available for you through Jesus Christ, who is our shepherd. This analogy of Jesus being our shepherd and us, you and I, being the children of God, describes His relationship with those who have come to believe in Him. Now, Jesus, our shepherd, knows exactly what we need and when we need it. He is the one that brings spiritual nourishment and rest for our souls. He is our shepherd and our strength. God promises to meet our needs. He knows our every need even before we ask Him for it. Sometimes a need is not just for food, clothing, money, or shelter. Sometimes people need strength and encouragement. Sometimes people get heavily oppressed and bogged down with their feelings and emotions. They have concerns and fears and worries that become overwhelming and too much to handle. That sometimes leads people to becoming depressed. A need can be a physical healing in someone's body that they're believing God for, or a need for peace in their heart and mind. Whatever the needs are, Jesus said, "And when you pray, don't be like those people who don't know God. They continue saying things that mean nothing, thinking that God would hear them because of their many words. Don't be like them, because your Father already knows the things you need before you ask Him." That's Matthew 6, verses 7 and 8. You know, God is good, and He is gracious to provide for us all everything that we need so that we can live a life for His glory and pleasure. Isn't it amazing that God, who reigns over all the earth, attends to our needs? So why do you worry? Why do you get anxious? What good does it do to get upset with others and fearful over the things that you need that only God can provide? So I tell you, don't worry about the food or drink you need to live, or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Look at the birds in the air. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your Heavenly Father feeds them, and you know that you are worth much more than the birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. And why do you worry about clothes? Look at how the lilies in the field grow. They don't work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you that even Solomon, with his riches, was not dressed as beautifully as one of these flowers. God clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today, but tomorrow is thrown into the fire. So you can be even more sure that God will clothe you. Don't have so little faith. Don't worry and say, "What will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear?" The people who don't know God keep trying to get these things, and your Father in heaven already knows you need them. So trust Him. Seek first God's kingdom and what God wants. Then all your other needs will be met as well. So don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will have its own worries. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That's Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 25 through 34. And the scriptures in Psalms 23 goes on to say, "He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. He refreshes and restores my soul, my life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The paths that Jesus takes us on are righteous paths. He will never lead us into unrighteousness or evil paths. Even while being on the path of righteousness, we still may encounter difficult moments from time to time. But God promises to protect his children, even in the midst of difficulties and troubles. He promised to keep us safe when our trust is in him. Didn't Jesus say, "In the world you would have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world"? He said that in John 16, verse 33. He also said, "I am leaving you with the gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't let your heart be troubled or afraid." That's in John 14, 27. In Psalms 91, God says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust." To dwell or to abide means to remain stable and fixed. To live there, in other words, to stay as a permanent resident. And this is God's desire for us. It's a promise from him. And when we dwell in his presence, we will remain secure and safe, and we'll find rest under the shadow of the Almighty, where no enemy can come near you because the enemy cannot withstand God's mighty power. Doesn't that sound wonderful? To be so anchored in God's presence under the shadow of his wing, where no enemy can reach you because the enemy can't withstand God's power. God is your refuge and he is your fortress. It is he that you trust with great confidence, and it is he that you rely on. That's Psalms 91, verse 2. "Even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. For you, Lord, are with us, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and they console us. Even in the midst of trouble or darkness, God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will guide you along the best pathway for your life. He will advise you, and he will watch over you, and he will counsel you with his eye." You can read about that in Psalms 32. So, when we find ourselves becoming weary, tired, overwhelmed, worried, anxious, fearful, frustrated, agitated, irritable, and overburdened, Jesus knows this, and he knows when to give us rest and refreshment for our souls. Pray that you will be open to him. That way you can respond as he draws you by his Holy Spirit into that place of rest and restoration. And as we all know and are full aware, of the condition of our country and the world itself, what's happening is not a shocker to God. He already knew that the things we are witnessing with our own eyes and ears were going to happen before it happened. Jesus said so in Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus told them, he said, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, but all of this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come." Can you imagine? More is coming. Then he said, "You will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other and many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere. Another word for rampant will be wild or out of control. Aren't we seeing this happening already? And the love of many will grow cold. Many people will no longer love each other in the way that they did before. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God. Children will be disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. Disrespect will be at an all-time high. They will betray their friends. They will be reckless, puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. There will be some who will act like Christians. They will act religious, but they will reject the real Holy Ghost power that could make them godly. The Bible says to stay away from people like that. You can read that for yourself in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 2 through 5. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it. And then the end will come. Matthew 24, verses 4 through 14. So all these things I just spoke about, just told you about, they're supposed to happen. It's called the end times or the last days. These are Bible prophecies that Jesus prophesied over 2,000 years ago that we see unfolding right before our eyes. So be encouraged, my friends. If you're going through difficult times, or you're finding uncomfortable situations and circumstances knocking on your doorstep, things happening in your life or with your family and friends that never happened before, such as negative medical reports, children being disobedient, wild and out of control, relationship problems, whatever it may be. When these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Luke 21:28 says, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. That's 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verses 12 and 13. So instead of complaining, getting angry and upset, opening the door to fear and worry, and fighting back with carnal weapons, worship God instead. Praise him, give thanks to him, and pray. The Bible says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. So until next time, stay strong in the Lord, my friends, and stay encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.